with your host Kyle Stout, and I'm joined by
Garrett Burkle.
How are you doing today on this fine Thursday morning, Garrett?
Pretty good, pretty good. Yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. I think it'd be better with Landon here, but unfortunately, yeah. Him and Maxwell Gilley, if you guys know him, listen to any of his shows, are in New York right now.
Yep.
They're heading that way.
So good luck to them.
Good luck and congratulations to them.
Yeah.
I don't know what the awards were, but they did. Mm-hmm. I think Landon got best radio personality, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Max got, but big congrats to them there. But let's hop right into some college basketball. Last night, we had a lot of fun games going on. I'll start with UConn-Providence. UConn just absolutely blew Providence out of the water.
Yeah.
87-69. Big win for UConn. It'll be very interesting to see who wins the Big East. I really do think so.
I think Marquette is my pick.
I'd say Marquette's a safe pick, but in all honesty, if I'm picking a team, I'll make a little upset run. I'm picking Villanova. They're playing good at the right time. Cam Whitmore playing some very good basketball.
To win the Big East tournament?
Yeah.
I think outright.
And every single time the Big East tournament, it's going to be Marquette. But I'm talking about the Big East tournament. It could be any of these teams.
Right.
I think a team like, I think the only four teams that won't are, Georgetown, DePaul, Butler, and St. John's. And even then, Butler has had some upsets.
Yeah,
but
Butler has
some
talent.
I don't think they will.
Yeah. But I mean, and Xavier's totally falling off
like
a cliff, too.
The Big East is it's always, the tournament's always crazy. So I could see, I think the only chance Villanova gets in the tourney is, with a Big East tournament win. But I think they're getting
absolutely
healthy.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I don't think they can.
They have
it.
The talent.
There's
so
no way.
I think they can, though. But I wouldn't bet on that. The Big East has five ranked teams in there.
Right.
And then Seton Hall is still a tough out.
Right. And then I think, even though Xavier's kind of fallen off a cliff, I still think Xavier's definitely a sleeper in March because, again, those games are just – they played all their home games early against the good teams, and now they have to go on the road. But I still think Xavier's going to be really tough out in the tournament.
Yeah, I do agree there. And then another game we had was Boston College against Virginia, which was surprisingly close. I mean, wait, no. I just looked at the completely wrong score. Boston College killed Virginia.
Which
63-48.
That's so concerning to me. 48 points over 40 minutes.
That's concerning because, at the start of the year, sure, upsets happen. But Boston College is not good.
No,
It's not. They are a 14-15 squad in the ACC.
Right.
And it's like, you're so close to
Virginia
March. That is not
shot
a good
like 32%.
Sign. You can't shoot like that come March. You can't have off games in March.
Right.
You can if you're a good squad and you can still win games with your defense.
I don't think Virginia's all that great, to be honest.
Virginia's not very good. The ACC is incredibly weak this year. I wouldn't bet on any ACC teams doing anything this year.
Right.
Your best team, Virginia's going in and losing to Boston College on the road.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good sign whatsoever.
And I think UNC's probably out of the tournament right now. I think
they have to win out. And yeah. they have 11 losses. They have to win out and then probably do some damage in the tournament.
I think if they win out win two
games.
But,
with
the
ACC, I think North Carolina is a team that could also win the ACC tournament. It's like a lot of
absolutely.
These teams can. So it'll be interesting to see there in that conference. Then a big game for bubble wise for Clemson. They blew Syracuse out 91-73 at home. That's a good win for them.
That is a good win.
They're 20-8 now. I think if they can finish the year pretty strong, they're a tournament lock.
Yeah,
an 8 or 9 seed, mm-hmm. maybe 10. But we'll see how it ends out for them there. LSU beat Vanderbilt, which in all honesty, I think going into this game, Vanderbilt could have been a bubble team. Around the bubble because they have a win against Tennessee at home, and they had chances because they host Florida and then they go at Kentucky, host Mississippi State. That'd be a couple quad ones. You never know.
That's true.
I think losing to LSU eliminates it. And then I'll talk a little bit about Kentucky beating Florida. That's a huge win on the road. Gainesville's never an easy place to play, no matter the Florida team you're playing.
That's true.
Kentucky always, they got out to a 30-15 lead. Then they were trailing 37-36 at halftime. And then late in the game, they were up 74-63. And I want to say Florida got it to 74-72 with 51 seconds left. Kentucky ended up winning 82-74. But it's just a little scary to me because I think Kentucky's a team that I think they're getting hot at the right time. They've been inconsistent all year. But I think, since that South Carolina lost. They've been pretty consistent with a few bumps in the road here and there.
Speaking of that now South Carolina loss, I don't think South Carolina, I mean, I don't think they're that terrible.
I think they just had a good upset.
I mean, last night against Bama, even though they ended up
almost won, yeah.
They lost by two.
Yeah.
I mean, they played almost the perfect game.
It's still
their defense is so bad though. It's awful. I mean, every time Bryce Hall, I mean, he would get the ball and he'd go up for a layup every single time. He had 41 points.
Bryce Hall for Alabama.
Yeah, what's his name?
I know it.
He had 41 points last night. Brandon Miller, that's right.
That just came to mind. I knew it. I don't know why. And it's a great performance by him with all the controversy going around with him and Darius Miles. You know, Darius Miles was the player who got arrested for the shooting of a 23-year-old woman.
I'm going to be honest with you, and this is just my personal opinion, and I understand it's the law, but I don't think he should have been playing. I think he should have got a suspension for that.
But
he's a freshman college.
I think just the allegations for him giving Darius Miles the gun,
the car, too.
Yeah, I think that there's no real way of telling that he knew what was going to happen.
But still, giving someone a weapon. I don't want to get all political here, but it wasn't a good look for Alabama.
It's not a good look whatsoever, and we'll see how it affects them in March. That's where I think we'll put it.
Well, I also think Bama got their... It's interesting enough. I took a few takeaways from that game. I think Bama played the worst they're going to play all year because, I mean, again, he scored 41 of their 68 points. Was it 68?
He took over.
Yeah, and again, I don't think they're going to play that bad all year again. I still think they could drop that game at Texas A&M. I still think Bama's the best team in the country, even though they played an awful game last night.
Yeah, for sure. So really for Kentucky, South Carolina loss, it was bad, and that's really what makes their seeding. If they don't have that loss, I think they're a 5-6 seed.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
Now they're probably going to be like an 8 or 9, 10 right. maybe. But I stress this to people. It doesn't matter how you are. Like, you look at a team like Virginia, they're probably going to be a 2-3 seed. But they're not playing good right now. It does not matter what seed you are come March. It matters how good you have been playing in February and early March. That's all it does. That's all it is. You know, this Kentucky team has had talent all year. Everybody was wondering why this. And same goes for UNC if they can pick it up. But it just doesn't look great right now. But for Kentucky, people have been saying, you know, why are they so bad? And there's never really been an answer. They've had the talent. They always have the recruits. It's just they hadn't come together yet. Now they are. You have guys like Chris Livingston, who first half of the year was a non-factor. In games, he would barely play.
Right.
He would barely score. And people were doubting him. I mean, he was a 5-star freshman. They're like, why? You know, why is this kid not playing good? Now he's the best player on the team. Maybe aside from Oscar Tshiebwe. But now he's a guy that's playing 39 minutes. Mm-hmm. And he had, you could say, a game-winning and one last night. And also noted that Kentucky's won 3 straight games, including I don't know if a game at Florida's quad one, but it's still 2 quad one games against Mississippi State and Tennessee, and then at least a quad two on the road at Florida. That's 3 straight wins without Sevier Wheeler, who's a very solid point guard, and CJ Frederick, who's a very solid shooter. That takes guys off your bench. Last night, I'll just read off the starting minutes. Jacob Toppin, 35 minutes. Chris Livingston, 39 minutes. Oscar Tshiebwe, 38 minutes. Cason Wallace, 38 minutes. Antonio Reeves, 39 minutes. That entire second half last night, Kentucky did not sub. And they're winning games like this, but they need these guys back come March. Because you need – I mean, you can't have your bench playing 5 minutes, 4 minutes, 2 minutes, and then a few non-factors. So you need your guys back for March, but I think this Kentucky team's peaking at the right time. If they can sneak into like an 8 or 9 seed, I think if they get in the right region, because I don't think any of these teams are unbeatable in March right now.
I agree.
Alabama's very good. I'd be completely fine getting matched up with a Houston. And it's, I'm not being overconfident. I'm not saying, you know, we're going to beat these dudes. I'm just saying it's like any of these 8 or 9 seeds can cause damage. There's going to be so many scary 6 to 10 seeds this year.
Maybe I agree.
I would extend that to 12 because you have a team like Oral Roberts who I think can make a run.
Yeah.
And it's like it's kind of a popular pick to make a run, but you know, they return basically their entire 15 seed team from a couple years ago when they made the Sweet 16.
Yeah, minus probably their best player.
They kept O'Banner.
He went to Tech then.
Yeah, but they plays kept in the Mac. They kept the Max.
They did. Yeah, he's Max
a
Abrams.
Senior now.
Yeah, they kept Abrams.
They have a lot of size. So I could see that. I think they're an easy.
They have
pick
the 7'5" kid. I think his last name is Vancouver, something like that. Transfer from Arkansas.
Yes. So they're a team. It's like this year's March Madness. If you had any hope of having a good bracket, I think that goes out the window this year.
Yeah, for sure.
I could see a Final Four with an 8 seed, with a 9 seed, a 10 seed even. So, you know, we'll see how that ends up. But, yeah, Kentucky has a big game Saturday against Auburn. See if they can pull that off. That's going to be a big game between those teams. But also I want to talk about while we're kind of on the topic of the SEC, what's happening to Tennessee. They're losing right now. They lost to Kentucky, then they turn around and I can't remember which team they lost to. I want to say
they did beat Alabama in that.
They beat Alabama at home, but as we saw, Alabama's not playing great right now. I mean, I think they're still fine.
Well, that was before all the stuff went down. So I don't know. I think that Alabama one is really impressive.
Yeah, but it is at home, so I mean they've played very well at home this year, and you don't play at home in March. They lost to Texas A&M on the road. That's a tough game, but you know, and they've had a rough February to say the least. They lost to Florida, they lost to Vanderbilt, lost to Missouri, lost to Kentucky, and lost to Texas A&M. That's not what you want to see when you're going into March. And they've never been a good March team. They've made the Sweet 16 when they played Purdue, but that's about as far as they've went. They haven't made Elite Eight under Rick Barnes.
Yeah, that's true.
And I would say if they don't do anything this year, Rick Barnes has got to be on the hot seat. I don't think he will, but I would.
I wouldn't put him on the hot seat. He's still one of the best coaches in basketball. Regardless of the Final Fours and the tournament success.
If you're not having tournament success, I don't know. It's just...
But Tennessee's also historically not that great in basketball, so I think that's probably the best they can do.
That's also true. Like, they can't get too ambitious with that. And then we can preview some games on Thursday. We have Northwestern, Illinois. This is a big game for both teams.
Where's the game at?
At Illinois.
I'd say Illinois can win that game. Northwestern has been very lucky their last three games and the calls that are going their way, all three of them at home. Three really big wins, though, Purdue, IU, and then Iowa. Yeah. But again, I think on neutral court, I might have to go Northwestern, but if it's at Illinois, I'm definitely going Illinois.
I think Northwestern's going to be a very early March exit this year, and they've done great all year, but they're a team that I think has only really played great at home and in that atmosphere that they have on their
home court. 6-2 on the road,
but do they have impressive wins on the road?
Big Ten road games are always
Big
tough.
Ten road games are tough. It's just I don't know. I think a lot of their convincing wins for me have been at home. Like a lot of teams that they've beat, like, you know, Purdue, IU. I don't know. Maybe I'm kind of reaching with that one, but I'd say that. And then UCLA plays Utah on the road. This is Utah's probably last-ditch effort to make the tournament. If they win this game and win out, they have a chance. But I'll take UCLA. I don't think UCLA is going to let that one seed slip away from them because I think if UCLA wins out, they got to get the one, and especially if they win the Pac-12. I think it'll be Houston, Bama. UCLA and then Kansas, because I could very well see Purdue slipping out of that one.
If Purdue wins out, they should have, even if they lose the Big Ten tournament, I still think you put them over UCLA.
Probably.
It depends how much damage. If they win two games in the Big Ten tournament, then there's no reason UCLA should jump them. That's just me, though. And again, they're going to look at a Pac-12 team, and, you know, based on past success, they're going to give it, you know, to UCLA over Purdue just because of past success. If Purdue does drop a game in the Big Ten tournament, but still, I don't know. If Purdue takes care of business and wins out in the regular season, I think they should be on the one line, regardless of what they do in the Big Ten tournament.
We're just talking about the recent college basketball games, just those teams. But now I want to go over Bubble Watch. ESPN always posts these. This one was posted by John Gasway, who's an ESPN insider. But I'll go over each conference, their locks, their should be in, and their work to do. So for the ACC, the locks in the ACC, they only have a couple, Virginia and Miami. I think those are those are fair. I think Virginia's around a 2-3 seed. I think Miami can.
I'd say four to six.
If they get the right matchups, they can be very good, because I think they have great guard play.
Mm-hmm.
It just comes to, you know, they don't have great size, and I think if you're playing a team that is bully ball, then you're in trouble. I think the two teams they would want to avoid in the tournament are three teams. I think that come to mind when I think of bully ball. I think of Purdue with Zach Edey. I think of Kentucky with Oscar Tshiebwe, and I think of Creighton with their size.
Purdue's just not. I don't know.
I could see a potential four or five seed for Miami, so it's very possible they get matched up with a Purdue in the Sweet 16, an 8 seed, you know, Kentucky, or even a Creighton in the round of 32. It will all just kind of shake out. So I think there's a lot of teams that they need to avoid, which I wouldn't be too confident picking Miami to go very far, just because of the fact that they will get bullied down low. And then the should-be-ins for the ACC are Duke, NC State, and Pittsburgh. Work to do. They have one work to do team, obviously North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. They have a lot of work to do if they want to make the tournament.
They have to win out and go far in the ACC, like I said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Then for the Big 12, they have quite a few locks. They're easily the best conference of basketball. Kansas, Texas, Iowa State, Baylor, and Kansas State. Those are five contenders right there in one conference.
Yeah, I wouldn't say. I guess I could see
I could see TCU making a run, because they have been so inconsistent. But when they're playing their best ball, they're a very good team.
I think they might be the best team in the Big 12 when they're healthy.
Yeah,
because I mean they went to Kansas this year. Granted, it was in January. But they went to Kansas and won by 20, which is super impressive. Yeah. So I'm just, when they're completely healthy, I think TCU is probably a top five team in the country.
Oh, yeah. And then for work to do, you have Oklahoma State, West Virginia, and Texas Tech. But those are three teams that I think can get in.
Yeah.
I don't think they have too much work to do like in North Carolina would. And then in the Big East, they also have quite a few locks. Marquette, Xavier, UConn, and Creighton should be in. You have Providence just because of the recent struggles, and then work to do is Seton Hall.
I don't think Seton Hall gets in.
I don't think they do either, just because they would have to go far in the tournament. I don't see that. The Big Ten only has two locks, with Purdue and Indiana.
What?
I think those.
Northwestern, Illinois, they have that Iowa.
They have most of those shit. So I'll go over that. They have quite a few should.
First off, Northwestern 100% is in.
Oh, they're in.
They're 100%. It's not even.
I think
if Northwestern loses in the first round of the Big Ten tournament, they're still in the tournament.
I think when they do locks, I don't like how they kind of have this set up, but I think they're doing like locks 1 through 5 seeds. That's what it seems like, because Miami was a lock. When Northwestern, I think, is a 6 seed right now.
I'm shocked that it says.
No, I think it should be a lock, but
should be. I mean, they have.
But there's a lot of should be ins that I think are around the 6 to 10 line. So I think that's where they're kind of ranking it. So should be in is Northwestern, Maryland, Illinois, Michigan State, Iowa, Rutgers. So all of those teams are around that line. So
Did you say Maryland in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then work to do, they have Wisconsin, Penn State.
Penn State could. I could see Penn State, but I don't think Wisconsin will.
Yeah.
At this point.
And then for the Pac-12, there's only two locks there, Arizona and UCLA. Those are going to be two very high-ranked teams.
Arizona, UCLA.
Work to do. They have no should-be-ins. They only have work to do. So you have USC, Oregon, Utah, Arizona State. As I went over the bubble a couple, or last week, I think, on that episode, or, you know, I forget when it was, but all of those teams are on the bubble. They're all on bubble watch, so... and then for the SEC, they only have two locks as well. You have Alabama and Tennessee. But I could see, so if the format's like 1-5, I could see Tennessee slipping out of a 1-5 lock. I mean, if Tennessee doesn't do anything in the SEC tournament, and I could see them slip into a 6. But I think that would be, they would have to fall apart completely.
Right.
So I think they'll still probably be a lock. Should be in is Texas A&M.
Yeah,
they gotta be in. They had a lot of early season struggles, but I mean, they are playing very good basketball right now.
Right. I mean, even
they only have two conference losses, and one of those is Kentucky, and I think the other is Alabama.
Right.
So, you know, there's no reason why they shouldn't be in.
I agree.
I think they're gonna get very disrespected come Selection Sunday. I think they're gonna be like a 6 or 7 when they really should be a 4 or 5.
Yeah, they didn't make the tournament last year, even though they made the final game of the SEC tournament.
That was, yeah, snub. Then Arkansas is on the should-be-in. Auburn, Missouri, and Kentucky. I think all those teams will get in, barring a collapse. And then work to do, you have Mississippi State, but...
I don't know.
You don't think they should be in?
I really don't.
I think that they had to beat Texas A&M at home, especially at home, and they didn't. And I think they're going. They have another chance.
I mean, the committee also would put a North Carolina in over Mississippi State, so I'm not for sure. I personally don't think they deserve to make the tournament, but
I don't know either. In the American Conference, the only lock is obviously Houston. Work to do. You have Memphis.
I don't think Memphis deserves to be in either, honestly.
And then the Mountain West, San Diego State's a lock. Work to do, you have Boise State, Nevada, Utah State, and New Mexico.
I think Nevada will get in.
Yeah.
Nevada's really good.
And then for others, you have locks. You have Gonzaga and St. Mary's. And then work to do, Florida Atlantic, Oral Roberts, which I think they should be in. I mean, they're going to probably win there.
If they win their tournament, they should be in.
Because, I mean, they're a small school.
That's true, yeah.
Charleston, North Texas, and then that's it for them.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it'll be a really fun March this year. We'll be here to cover it week by week on the Playbook Podcast, which you can catch us there on Indie Shine 90.9. Look that up on Spotify. Scroll down until you see a very beautiful picture of me and Garrett. Then you'll know that's the Playbook Podcast.
That's right.
Otherwise than that, you can tune in to the Playbook Radio Show every Thursday from 9:15 a.m. to 10 a.m. Anyways, have an amazing rest of your day, Indianapolis.